Okay, agetovach, everybody. So in the Feedback and Insights shiurim, I did till number 189, and then I sort of stopped for a while. Here and there, if something comes up, I will, you know, put in new feedbacks and insights, but for now that series is over at the point of 189. So some of the groups are already finished with that, and some of the groups are on a lower number, but when they hit 189, it's going to stop unless, like I said, once in a while, I may go 190, 191, depending as things come up in the feedbacks and insights. So Matzah Shabbos, most likely, there won't be postings of any particular shiur or series on a formal basis. However, here and there, or we'll see how it goes, that when something comes up on Shabbos to bring up, maybe I will put out something there on Motzai Shabbos. So this particular week, the past week, there was Bas Ayin's Yahrzeit, which took place on Friday, Yud Beis Kislev. And I once learned through the Sefer through 1 year. I want to really chazer it over, Bez Hashem. So a story that happened with me was that 3 years ago, I was zeicha to be in Eretz Yisrael and went to Tzfas, and I was with one of my sons, and we went to the Bas Ayin. Bas Ayin is in a cave, that in the cave, there was the Bas Ayin there, and also right next to him, someone who was Mechaber, the Sefer Arvei Nachal. So when we went down there, there happened to be a Sefer, a Bas Ayin Sefer, laying on the actual oil over there, where he was. There was the Sefer Bas Ayin there. So it was then, it was like right after Shavuos, it was Parshas Nosai for the Chutz Laaretz, but Parshas Ba'alos for Eretz Yisrael. So he said, you know, let's open it up, see what it says in Parshas Ba'aloscha. So I'm putting here before you what we saw there. I later said a Torah in the Arvei Nachal also, that Sefer wasn't there, though, for the Hizchus, because he was buried right next to him. But this is what we saw then, this Torah, which I'm placing before you now. It says, Vayas Kein Aharin, right? Aharon did this, lighting the menorah, that Aharon did this always to, and it says, Melamed Shloishina, that he did not change, that he didn't deviate from that Avodas Hashem. So again, I put it over here, the PDF. I'm not going to say it word for word in there, but you can look at it where it's like boxed off. But this is the vart he said, that he heard B'Shem God Alecha, a beautiful, beautiful vart. So he teaches like this, that the loy shina, lamet aleph, is a word loy. It means no. So the word lamet aleph, shina, Aharon HaKohen, when he looked at every yid, he deviated from that. Shina, he changed it around. He moved the lamet aleph, and he turned it into aleph lamet. What he means like this is as follows, that Eloi means a no, or a nobody. Many yidin feel on themselves, or unfortunately sometimes they feel about others, that they're nobodies. They're like a bechina of loy. They're not worth anything because of their tivus, because of their negative behaviors, because of their loneliness, and so on and so forth. Either they feel about that way themselves, on themselves, or on other yidin. So they feel like a loy. But Aharon HaKohen, what he did is he saw every yid for who they really were. He saw the godliness within them. He loved every Jew a true love, and he saw the kale within them. Kale means godliness. Kale is one of the names of Hashem that cannot be erased. It's one of the seven names, kale. And it's also, kale is also the Shem Hashem that signifies chesed, holy sparks of chesed. So that's the idea, that Aharon, Shaloi, he took the loy, the lamed aleph of a nobody, and Shina, he changed it into the aleph lamed. He switched the oisis around, and he saw the kale in every single yid. And he goes on to say, El mol pnei amnoira, that opposite the menorah, he brought up the lights, that even those people that on the surface, on the external, they are mol pnei amnoira, opposite the menorah, opposite what the menorah represents, opposite of the chesed of the menorah, the kedusha of the menorah, nevertheless, he brought it up. He saw the godliness within it. He saw the kale within it. He saw any yid that looked like a loy, and he brought up the kale, the godliness within that yid. And that was his kayach. He took people that felt that they were mamish lamed aleph, a loy, a nobody, negating. You will never, nothing will ever come of you. You're a nobody. And he saw no. Kale. You are a godly, you have a God in within you. You have Hashem, a spark of Hashem within you. And Maisa Menorah, Mikshazov, It's all miksha. Miksha means it's all one. He sensed in every single yid that the menorah, which represents all of Klal Yisrael, every part of Klal Yisrael, is all one. Ad yirecha v'apircha mikshahi, the top, the bottom, the flowers, the buttons, whatever they were all one. He saw in every yid, from the beginning, the lowest level to the highest level, he saw them as one and saw the spark of every single yid as one. And he says we should be niskav and meirim amin b'mekein yiratzin to see it like that. So that left the Roshim because Baruch Hashem, that the Sefer happened to have been there when we were there in Eretz Yisrael on his kever, opened it up, came to this place. So I figured that, you know, it was his yartzeit just recently, so I thought I'd share that with you. Bracha v'atzlacha to all. Good to watch.